Yo, today's QOD is you're letting the butt outweigh the greatness. Here we go. Welcome back to the Quote of the Day Show. I'm your host, Sean Croxton of SeanCroxton.com. We've got Lisa Nichols back on the show today, and she's going to share a powerful story about visualization, intention, and Oprah Winfrey. Lisa Nichols, coming up.
So I envisioned myself on Oprah for years. How many of us? Yes? Right. So I envisioned myself on Oprah for years, and Oprah, I don't know what I did, but I would have this weird visualization. Please don't judge me. I'm going to share with you, but don't judge me, okay? Promise? Okay. So I would be on Oprah, and this is Oprah. Hey, girl. And Oprah would be talking, and when Oprah turned her head, I would lean over. And I'm not smelling her armpit. I would smell the couch. Y'all quiet, like, why you do that? I don't know. I'm not gonna give you some profound reason why I did it, like the olfactory glands needed to get engaged. No, I don't know. I just would smell her couch. Every time I do this visualization and visualize myself on Oprah, I know it don't make no sense. She look away, and I sneak and smell the couch. And when she looked back at me, I said, so how's Gail? How's the dogs? And then she look away again, and I don't know why. And I want to know why so that I could tell the story and it has some profound little reason, but it's probably better. I don't know why. I'm tell the truth. So for 10 years, I visualized myself on Oprah. Now, I want this to be for all of you who, you know, you've been waiting on your spotlight. You've been waiting on your time. I'm right there. How many of you guys are there? Yes? I'm right there. When it's my time, I'm right there. When's my time? Okay, well, this story is for you. So for 10 years, I talked about being on Oprah. And I would think about being on Oprah. Oh, I'm going to be on Oprah. It's going to be amazing. It's going to be awesome. I'm going to talk. I'm going to see Oprah. I'm going to hug her. And I'm going to smell her cream leather couch. And over the years, you know, when you tell a story for a long period of time, the story grows, right? So I start telling the story, you guys, I'm gonna be on Oprah one day. And I'm gonna smell her couch. People will look at me like, what's up with the couch? You know, smell the couch. Like it made sense to other people because it was all in my head. It was just the thing. So I get the call. We do the 2.5-hour session, right? They come out, they record, and I'm on my way to Oprah. I'm like, I'm on my way to Oprah. I'm so happy I'm on Oprah. I'm gonna see Oprah, and I'm a smell the cream leather couch. So I get to Oprah. I'm in the green room, and they're putting the makeup on me, and they're like, "We love you in the secret. You're our favorite one." And I'm like, "Thank you so much. I'm gonna see Oprah in a minute." And I'm gonna smell a cream leather couch. So I walk out on stage. Anybody see the Oprah show that I was in? So you saw. Right, I walk out on stage. No couch. 5 stools like that. I am hot. Oprah's like, hi, Lisa. I'm like, hey, Oprah. Why y'all keep y'all couches? So we sit down, 5 stools, and everyone's just an amazing show. She said she was only going to do one show. She ends up doing another show with it, and she's like, I love you guys. And I'm on Oprah, and I'm having a great time. But at the end, I'm going, Oprah was great, but I really, really wanted to smell her cream leather couch. Now, I'm gonna just bust myself out. I'm on Oprah. It's the largest acknowledgement in media possible. And I'm saying, but. Really? It's wood and leather, Lisa. Wood and leather. So I go home with, that was nice. But how many of you? Come on. You got a life, a pretty amazing life. Yeah, some things didn't happen the way you thought. And you're letting the but outweigh the greatness. Y'all know I was gonna bring it home with something, right? Like, look at all the magnificence, the breath in your body, the consciousness, the sound mind and body, the family, the ability to create. And yes, there's some buts, but you're letting the but outweigh the greatness. I went home and I stayed in that but. I had a big old but. I stayed in it for a minute. And then 2 weeks afterwards, I get a call from a producer. He says, Miss Nichols, we saw you on Oprah. We really loved you. And we're looking at, are you interested in doing your show, your own show? I said, okay, great. What's the name of the show? He said, The Lisa Nichols Show. I said, I like that name. That works for me. I said, I'm on my way to Africa with my son for a month. So can we meet when I get back? They said, yeah. What are some of your favorite colors? I said, oh, I love teal. I love wood. I love oranges. I love yellows. They said, okay, we're going to have something for you when you get back. I said, okay. So I go to Africa for a month, and I come back, and they had built a studio. That's what Hollywood do like that. A little something, really? They built a studio. So I walk in, it's beautiful wood panels, beautiful turquoise stream down the center, big screens with the Lisa Nichols Show on it, and round stage with big yellow and orange pillows going around the stage for the intimacy. And then I look up on stage. Cream leather couch. Wait. So I go, oh my God. So I go up on the stage and I sit on the couch and everyone's yelling, Miss Nichols, do you like the font? Miss Nichols, do you like the colors? Miss Nichols, do you like the pillow? I said, excuse me, hold up. And in that moment, I had to do something that maybe some of you might be considering, maybe time. I had to apologize to God. And it was my journey. You do yours. But I sat down in front of 35 production crew people, and I had a conversation with God right there. I said, God, I am so, so sorry. I said, all I was trying to do, I was looking at her couch. Come on, y'all. Got to say yes, yes if you're looking left and right. You're looking left and right. I told y'all, say it if you hear your truth. I said, I was looking at her couch. I kept making my arrival her, what it looked like for her. I said, God, I just wanted to sit on Oprah's cream leather couch. And God said, I know. You've been trying to sit on her couch. And I've been trying to give you your own cream leather couch. Yes, yes. Your couch, 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 your couch. Yes, yes. I have a couch just for you, handcrafted for you, that can't nobody else sit in. But I need you to stop looking at her couch. And I need you to prep for your couch.
That was Lisa Nichols. Her website is motivatingthemasses.com. You can watch today's entire talk on the YouTube. It is called Get Radical 2012, Lisa Nichols. All right, my friend, I will see you tomorrow with Brendan Burchard. I'm out. Peace.